You know, here's the challenge with dairy. I can have this conversation in Wisconsin about one aspect of dairy, and then I can go to Vermont and have a completely different conversation, And then I could go down to New Mexico and probably have a third different conversation. I could go up to Idaho, have a fourth different conversation, and then I could go to California and have a really different conversation. The challenge, I think, for us isn't so much a willingness to do, because we're willing to try, we're willing to look for ways to help dairy. I think that's obvious by what we've done with the dairy margin coverage program and so forth. The challenge is to make sure that we're doing it in a way that gains consensus within the dairy industry. And frankly, I think it's up to the dairy industry itself to essentially work through this process, so that rather than us trying to dictate at USDA what we think the solution ought to be, and maybe make a mistake and so that Wisconsin thinks it's great but Vermont thinks it's horrible, you all basically work at this and come with a plan. Now, some folks, and I understand why they think this is a good idea, some folks have suggested that we replicate what is currently taking place in Canada with the supply management system. And certainly the dairy farmers in Canada do quite well under that system. Here's the problem, and here's the political reality of that system, is that consumers end up paying significantly more for dairy in Canada, significantly more. I mean, we're talking a dollar or two a gallon more for milk. Cheese prices are higher. And that creates a difficult circumstance when you're trying to institute a program like that. So the challenge, I think, is if we were to go to anything like that, we'd have to figure out a way in which the consumers weren't the ones who were basically paying for the support. Because if the consumers are paying for it, then one of two things happens. Either they encourage their politicians not to vote for it, which may happen, or they may decide not to buy the product. And they may decide to go to a different direction. And it's not as if, dairy's the only game in town. I mean, I think people understand and appreciate there's a lot more competition for food and drink today than there was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. There are just so many more products in the market. So we have to understand there's competition out there, too. So the pricing of products becomes important. So I think the answer to your question is dairy needs to, you all need to get in a room and say, look, this is not a sustainable process. We're not happy with the overall results here. How do we change it? And I suspect it would be a very interesting conversation with Vermont, Wisconsin, Idaho, New Mexico, California. But if you all could do that and then come to the U.S. Department of Agriculture and say, this is what we think collectively will work, then I think you'd find a department very anxious to provide the help and assistance to get it done.